Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest today is my good friend, Mr. Adam Culp. Say hi to everybody, Adam.
Hey, everyone.
Now, Adam, we're sitting here in Portland, Oregon at Cascadia PHP 2019, and I know that even though you've got a talk coming up, that your mind is racing towards February. Talk to us a little bit about what's coming up with Sunshine PHP, and of course, start us off with this year's theme.
So this year's theme for Sunshine PHP is quality. You know, I like my single word themes.
You do.
And I like the keynotes and the general session talks to all revolve around that. Whether the actual talks for the rest of the conference do or not doesn't really matter so much as the general session talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, however, I will say that this year we probably have some of the best submissions we've ever had for Sunshine PHP. Every year I say that, but this year, I mean, I'm looking through some of the submissions that came through because we're selecting talks, and you are too. Helping rate some of the talks.
I'm walking through them.
And the thing is, I mean, we had about the same number of submissions as previous years, but it just amazes me that each year the level of talks just gets better and better.
They really do, and I'm amazed. One of the biggest problems I have is I hit a section in the list where everybody was submitting five or six, and I know you like to take one every now and then two, but usually one person, one talk, and I'm like, this person has submitted five talks. Three of them are good. Two of them are really great, and it's tough for me to say, okay, I like this one. You know, some of these talks are really good.
It's going to be a very tough selection when we get down to the wire, as we do each year. You know, it seems like every single year we always end up with, you know, we only need 30 talks for the two-day conference, but the thing is we always end up with 100 to 150 of them that are five stars, and yeah. I think this year is going to be right in line with that.
And well, you've done other conferences, and
sure.
You know, I used to do tech, and in tech we would all rate them. Me and Marco and Arby and Beth and Keith would all rate all the talks, and we'd, you know, anything that didn't make five stars we immediately threw away, because you know, out of the, we needed 50, and out of the 50 that we needed, we still had 150 that were five stars. You know, that's an age-old problem with conference organizers.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, each year, sometimes I do have to pull some that weren't necessarily five stars. I do pull sometimes from the 3 and 4 stars, because it, you know, maybe the talk was good quality, but I wasn't sure of the topic.
Mm.
And to make sure I have a good rounded selection of diversity in the talk topics,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we do have to dip down.
I think
this year is going to be an amazing year. We've got a lot of good talks to select from, and I'm really impressed with the level of talks I'm seeing.
Mm. That's excellent. Hey, glad to hear it. And we're back at the Embassy Suites.
Yep.
I love that hotel. The remodel they did a couple years ago, really did a good job.
It's a great venue.
It really is, and the manager there, I really like her. She's very nice to us every year. I think, like last year, Kathy's going to come down on Friday afternoon, and she'll be able to spend the weekend with us,
yeah.
And I'm excited. My buddies over at SiteGround are sending me down with a buttload of swag, so we'll have lots of stuff, and I think they're probably going to have a booth there. If they haven't talked to you already, you need to talk to him. They're probably going to have a booth there, so I'll be there just hanging out in the booth and having fun with them. Hey, you've got another project working in addition to your new job, you know, because you're no longer with Zend. Who bought Zend? Remind me.
Rogue Wave.
Beyond that.
Perforce.
There, thank you. I knew Rogue Wave because I was part of that one.
Yeah, a couple stages.
Yeah, but you've left them. You're now with Nexmo. But you've got another project that is really cool and has taken off like gangbusters. Talk to us a little about Beachcast.
So I started Beachcast last December, or this past December. Want to say last December, but this past December. So 9 months ago. And you know what? I started it out initially as I wanted to do hacking on some projects. I just wanted to do some testing out some things that I'd wanted to test out for a while. And I thought, you know what? Let me go ahead and create this thing called Beachcast. I'll record the sessions on Twitch live as I'm doing the coding and as I'm experimenting, and then I would go ahead then and export it out to YouTube so then folks could see it on YouTube if they didn't watch it live on Twitch. After a few months of that, I realized that YouTube was growing a lot more, mm-hmm. A lot faster than I anticipated, and Twitch was not. And I think part of that was due to the fact that doing the same videos in one and then just posting them to another place kind of slowed down Twitch a little bit because everybody just went to YouTube. But that being said, YouTube has taken off. We are now at 1,000 subscribers.
Wow.
In 9 months, which is really large. I mean, we all look at some of the YouTube channels out there and we see millions of followers, but getting 1,000 subscribers is no small feat, and doing it in 9 months is pretty good.
And now that's a milestone with YouTube itself. You get special privileges once you hit that milestone.
Yeah, so it's going to enable me to do some additional community posts and things like that. Mm. No monetization yet. I still need to hit 4,000 viewing hours before I can do that. But I'm getting close to that too.
Cool.
So I'm not so much concerned with monetization in YouTube so much as I am of reaching out to potential sponsors later and things like that. YouTube monetization really doesn't amount to be a much unless you have millions of followers. It'll be a while before I have millions. But that being said, the community has just embraced Beachcast. It's grown a lot more than I thought it would. It was just something I wanted to start as a hobby, but it's turned out to be much more. I've been steadily in improving the quality over the 9 month time period. I release a new video every single week. Mm-hmm. And it's doing a couple different things. It's keeping me busy. It's keeping me engaged in doing hacking and programming and things like that, which I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sharing the experience with other people through these videos on Beachcast. But I'm looking now at going back to Twitch and doing some additional hacking things there. Huh. It won't be the same thing on Twitch as it is on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at doing it a little bit different. I'm going to do some hacking I'm going to do hacking on Beachcast on Twitch, but then on YouTube, it'll still continue to be the videos I've been doing once a week, which mm-hmm. will be a little bit more polished, a little bit more instructional versus, like live hacking.
Very cool. Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. I had forgotten totally that you started with Twitch and had just, let's post this to YouTube also.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Talk to us, because I've talked to you about YouTube because, I've got several projects that would benefit from a YouTube channel. And you've been very forthcoming with help. I heard you talking to Mike Stowe, says, whatever you need, ask. So I'm asking. You've invested a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit in software and hardware. Mm-hmm. What's the number one thing that you've bought that you say, this has made a difference in my channel?
So, as I said, every single episode I've improved a little bit. And mm-hmm. some of that has just been as improving the settings, right? Not necessarily improving the software or the hardware. But I think because I'm doing videos, one of the lowest cost investments with the biggest gain has been in lighting. Now, I have done other investments in like sound of my microphone and things like that, but mm-hmm. that was not minimal, right?
Yeah.
Microphones are expensive to get.
They're not
to
cheap.
Get good ones. So I have invested in that as well. But the big thing was in lighting, of making sure I have good lighting on me. Because oftentimes people overlook that, mm-hmm. and then they end up their facial expressions and everything else have a lot more shadows and can look make you look really harsh, and just not look well. And at 53 years old, I've got to watch how I look. Right,
53, so. You kids, I swear. Okay, I've done a little bit of video. I used to do video back way back in a previous life, and back then we used to set up. You had your face light, your front light, your key light, and your fill light. Mm-hmm. Do you go all out like that, or how do you have? What did you do that made your lighting look as good as it does?
So I've got overhead lighting. I've got LED lightings built into a soffit around the exterior of my office.
Yes, so I've seen that.
So that works as my hair light. Not that I have any
hair. Not that you have hair, but yeah.
but it acts as my hair light. And then what I did is I put two lights in the front, which were LED panels, small square LED panels. And the panels were only... The panels were only like $15 a piece,
mm-hmm.
And I put them on tripods from big professional grade lighting that I had purchased long ago and never used. So I'm repurposing those tripods. But then what I did is I also purchased some panels that are like they're wires with a diffuser of film in them, and you can fold them up.
Bounce boards.
Exactly. Yeah, just like that. And I ended up putting those in front of those LED panels to soften them a little bit because they tended to be really harsh. LEDs are very bright. Even though I can turn them down, they're still very bright. So I needed something to diffuse that, and I used those bounce boards to do that.
I think I know what panels you're talking about. We were at the home show this past weekend, and I walked past a lighting contractor, and they had them. And I'm like, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Can't figure out what I want to use them for yet, but man, I know I'm going to end up with some of those in my house, so those are nice.
And for anybody interested in seeing how I have things set up, go out and check out Beachcast on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
And I have posted images of the lighting setup and the way I use the way I set up the desk and everything, so that way it can help folks if they're interested and want to see how I did that.
One final techie question, because I could geek out on this all day.
Yeah.
What do you use to edit?
So I started out editing where initially it was just doing OBS using Open Broadcast Software, I think is what it's called. So I used OBS. I still use OBS today. Mm-hmm. However, I wasn't editing at that point. I was just recording the video and streaming it out to Twitch or saving it locally and then pushing it out to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I started using KDN Live, KDE Live is what it's called.
Okay.
It's free, and being on Linux as my primary operating system, I used that for editing. However, it got a little bit clunky doing some things.
Mm.
So what I've discovered recently that I'm using right now, I've used it the last three episodes, is DaVinci Resolve.
Mm.
So DaVinci Resolve just came out with version 16. And so I've been using that. They have a free version as well as a pro version. The free version does pretty much everything I need it to do. The tool is so rich. There is so much to do there. And I've really found it enjoyable to use. And I can use it on Linux. Now, I'm not able to use it on my Linux system. I have to use it on my Mac instead because my personal laptop is going on 6 years old. It's time for me to upgrade that. And my video card, likewise, is also 6 years old. And DaVinci Resolve does require a good video card, not sound card, but video card.
Yeah.
And I just don't have that. So I've ended up using another system to use it. But it's been enjoyable. I've really enjoyed using it. It makes it easy to put out better quality videos. So that's been my improvement over the last couple of videos, is using that and learning how to use it better.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of Cascadia PHP to be with us here today. I want to thank you for all the work that you do in the community. You do an awful lot. Sunshine PHP is pretty much the height of my conference season every year. It's a great way to kick off a year. If you haven't been to a Sunshine PHP, then you really need to get down there. I mean, come on, Miami in February. It doesn't suck. So, but I'd love to see everybody down there. And audience, I want to thank you for being here with us today on Voices of the Elephant. Hey, do us a favor. Go out to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating if you like what we're doing. Leave us a comment. If you don't like what we're doing or if you think we can do something better, please drop me an email, cal@calevans.com. I'd love to hear from you. And, of course, we'll see you right here next week on Voices of the Elephant. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.